Eita ola 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 ndeipiko Zimbabwe muhle. Eita mthola kwemuhle Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamshira emchirongo chedu chebe chidiki. I welcome you all. Kuhlelo lethu labatsakhulayo uhlelo lethu Olwe The Connection. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of June 2019. Zimbabwe muhle. Igama lami, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chewe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection with your boy Big Mike. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Namhlanje is Tuesday, the 4th of June 2019. Munechirongwa Zimbabwe Muhle, today on our program, we are touching on something yaneta zvikurusa kuZimbabwe uko. Tonight on The Connection, we're tackling the arrest of 7 human rights activists who are facing charges of attempting to overthrow the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Between the 21st of May 2019, and today, that being the 4th of June 2019, 7 activists who have been linked to a capacity building workshop in the Maldives, which was based on non-violent protest tactics, which are held recently, once again in the Maldives, have been arrested. Amongst them is 35-year-old Stabile Dewa, 26-year-old Farai Kumbonjanda, and of course 37-year-old Tatenda Mombe Yarara. We also received word this morning that executive director of Heal Zimbabwe, and he's also the national chairperson of Crisis Zimbabwe Coalition, Rashid Maia's house was raided today by people who are believed to be CIOs, criminal investigation officers. These actions taken by government have aroused a feeling of concern amongst members of the civic society organizations within Zimbabwe, in particular the human rights. Amongst them is Justina Mokoko of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. Let's take a look.
Not only to open up civic space, allow civil society and human rights defenders to carry out their work, but also to take the necessary steps to alleviate the suffering of citizens in the face of harsh economic conditions. The forum therefore calls on the government to refrain from criminalizing the work of civil society and allow CSOs and human rights defenders to do their work without surveillance, threats, intimidation, or malicious arrests. Refrain from attacking the dignity of human rights defenders and violating their privacy. Respect fundamental human rights and freedoms is provided in Section 44 of the Constitution. Stop the crackdown on civil society and human rights defenders. Pay urgent attention to the economy, which is threatening livelihoods and eroding the economic rights of the citizens of this country. The forum calls on the named publications to immediately retract their falsehoods against civil society and to stop the malicious damage on people's dignity. Failure to do so will lead to legal action against the publications, the authors, and the editors. Our statement ends here.
Nangu nkosikazi uJustina Mokoko yena ongumunye olwela ilungelo loluntu ndiye umo ndi my Justina Mokoko avo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu kuZimbabwe. Hanzi all of this must stop, just like what's been called for by a lot of human rights organizations in the country, and they release these 7 activists because nemaondravo, they've done nothing wrong. +12026192077 is the number to call. Asi munokwanisa kuti fonerao zvekare pa +12026192077 vari pa WhatsApp. Musatye kutinyorera ma message pa WhatsApp pa number yamuri kuona pa screen ipapo vari pa radio. Number yacho is +12026 50318. Tiktifinyira zvekare pamasaisai pa radio apo anoti 909 medium wave frequency, pa 4930 uyezve pa 6065 nepa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa kubukela ku internet, we're broadcasting live on our 3 internet pages, those being www.voandevela.com, www.voazimbabwe.com. We're broadcasting live zvekare pa www.voashona.com. However, mtshakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle muradio Zimbabwe, Avo vanofarira zvepa Facebook tiri kutefenyura live pamapage edu matatu. These pages being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, tiri kutefenyura zvekare pa VOA Studio 7. So everybody that's a Facebook fanatic, Musach, Kemure Zimbabwe, share chirongwa kuitira kuti tione nehuwandu hwedu. Shani uhlelo ukuze sibukele uhlelo ngobunenge bethu. Musakanganwe zvekare kamufarira chirongwa, isai ma like, isai ma heart, vadopi namuchirongwa, isai ma number kuitira kuti tipinde zvekare muchirongwa. So Zimbabwe Mushe, don't forget to share the program so that your friends and family can join the program. All right, Zulukanda Bangyezo, my first guest, Ongenayo Gushelo, Mumnumzana Opet Masaraure, what do I think I'm tired to Mumnumzana Opet Masaraure, Musakanga Nuzakari? Don't forget, Zimbabwe Mushe, that we have our social media details. We have our clip that we run on the social media details. So let's show you guys where we can be found on social media. All right, it looks like we're having a problem finding that clip, so let me take my first guess. All right, Rukupinda Mchirongwa, Ndimnumzana, Va Obet Masaraure. Va Masaraure, Shurufambe.
Ya, Tirinani Murise.
Ai, wa Tirinani, Tukunzo, Ndimika Murukura, Tizira, Muruti, Pasi, Atitukwe, Nagubasi.
Ya, la Tidu, Shurufambe, Watambura, Gungwari, Shura, Rukungri, Shurufambe, Parise, Kutiwa, Kwanishengu, Kutuwa, Muripo, Mendra, Nibasa, Gura, Wanishengu,
Saka, nasi nyaya chukuzea Vama Saraure, I know kuti you're also a human rights activist. Nemiwo, you have faced the wrath of this law. Yava Mnangagwa, uyeje yava Mgabe. Chukunzo otpani hama zedu ziri 7 vechidiki, vango vari vanhu vakuru, vakasungwa pari zvino hanzi, vada upidigura hurumende yava Mnangagwa. Mungati inazvo izvozvo.
Nyaya kusungwa kwevanhu vanonzi vanoda kupirigura hurumende vawandisa list yacho kubva muna munzi vachisunga vezcpu vachitipamba nesuwo zvinongoratidza hurumende yedu kuti iri kutya macitizens ayo ende iri chatya kudaro iri kuita kuedza nepainogona pose kuti vashe vagare vari mukutya vagare vari underground vachitya kuti vangapomere mhosva dzakaita setreason idzodzo saka asisi izvitsva yave two yavari kushandisa yerepression yavari kushandisa consistently against our citizens asi isu tinozvishoropodza zvikurusa tichiti hurumende ine basa gurusa rekuchengetedza vagari vemunyika muno ndozvainosungirwa kunge ichiita vamunangagwa pavakatora hosi yekupinda muofisi ndo basa ravakanga vachitonda kuita rekuti upenyu hutinakire tose asi vatipandukira isu panze pekuti vatichengetedze ndo vatomhandu hurusa yatarisana nevanhu vanhu vese vakavharirwa mukati ava hapana kana ane pfungwa yekuda kubvisa hurumende pfungwa dzavo vazhinji tinotaura navo ndedzekuti nyika inake ndedzekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzirevekedzwe ndedzekuti varombo vasanyanyotsvamirirwe zvino kana vachitaura nyaya idzodzo dziri pamwoyo pemunhu wose zvanzi vanopandukira hurumende zvinhu zvinonyatsisa zvikuru kwazvo
tombotaurawo nechirungu kuitira kuti munhu wese anzwe zviri kufamba apa nhasi today we saw as we speak right now, seven young and old human rights activists are currently imprisoned, and they've been charged with several different charges, amongst them being treason, and the other one being to attempting to overthrow the office of the presidency. You, as a young human rights activist, what would you say to something like that? This is something that has gone and has come time and time again. It's come through from the reigns of former President Robert Mugabe, and it's now here in the new dispensation with President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Yeah, so this actually comes back to the colonial era and Robert Mugabe and Emmerson Mnangagwa simply imported a colonial era template when they claimed that they liberated our country and we are supposed to be in the independent republic. Emmerson Mnangagwa is changed against the citizen. He is now the enemy of the people. The people are asking simple questions. They want the economic crisis in Zimbabwe to be solved. And he has no solution. He is clueless. And now when he is clueless, it turns against the citizens who are simply asking critical questions. But people are demand social economic justice. It's a right. It's given. It's in the constitution. And now, when the state now rebels against the people, when it's supposed to be the protector of the citizens, it is highly worrisome. This is not the first time they've done it to comrades in ZCTU. I'm still appearing in court myself with Comrade Rashid Mahia from the Christ Coalition. And the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now So they are, this is now their tool of choice. Like they are dishing out these prison charges almost every week. So it's really pathetic. We have a government which is now paranoid. We have a government which is engaged in authoritarian paranoid mode.
All right, I hear Zimbabwe Muhle. We have a correspondent on the ground who usually gives us that in-depth info as to what's happening on the ground. So let me take you guys to our correspondent, VOA correspondent, Columbus Mavunga, who breaks it down as to what exactly is going on when we're talking about these human rights activists.
Kumboro Arzeleshe leaves Zimbabwe's maximum security prison, where he was visiting the 7 detained activists who are being held on treason charges. He is a family friend of one of them, 37-year-old Tatenda Mombeyarara.
It's a baseless charge. It's just a charge which they are using to justify the crackdown on human rights defenders and civil society in Zimbabwe. But the reality on the ground is the economy, it's in tatters. Timbers within the country are high. So the government now, in order to throw fear, to intimidate the people into pacify them, they are going for opposing people. They are going for leading civil society organizations and top human rights defenders in order to, one, to pacify them in case of any planned peaceful mass action.
Zimbabwe's Justice Minister Zyambe Zyambe has told VOA that the government will not comment on the allegation because the matter is before the court. The 7 were arrested last month at Harare's International Airport as they returned from attending a workshop in the Maldives. Prosecutors accused the 7 of traveling to the Maldives for training in tactics to topple the government. If found guilty, they could be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is hopeful that the High Court will release them on bail.
We believe that these people did not commit any crime or any offense according to Zimbabwe's law. They enjoy several of their fundamental rights, and we believe that this is just one case of the several cases which we have seen a couple of years of the government going down on the work of civil society.
Arresting opposition figures was a common tactic used by long-time President Robert Mugabe during his 38 years in power, which ended in 2017. Groups like Human Rights Watch now accuse President Emmerson Mnangagwa of resorting to the same tactic as public anger at the failing economy grows stronger. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, shout out to Mandem, Columbus Mavunga. We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you. I have a caller, my first caller on the line today. Wekutanga, fe mapinda mchirongo, aripara nari ndiani.
Ndozi Jensen, Gwarazimba, kumasingu, wamshandike.
Va Gwarazimba, zurufambe.
Ndozi mkuma maiku, mwaliseko, bitnaji.
Chukufara, kana mchifarao.
Isi wadizi kufara mkomo.
Hanzi, chii cha kushunguruza mkomo?
Chati shunguruza, ndeshe kutika ita urunende inosha vima risa mapere. Wangu wana mapere, nepasina mapere. Unuwa wana mkoma, masungiru wa wargu ita ma human rights defenders. Dari ayo masungiru wa wargu ita, wana wargu ita uhori munika meduka. Dai nikaidia kena kasinga mbobiri. Wangu pomera wana Zimbabwe, wakuru rakotero zao, wakuta ura kuti munika siwiria dura, huku jaza dura, kusipatara, kuna mishonga, kungota wana chetu isoso, kwa wakundi, urukuda kupandukira urumende, asu wakuta uwori, asu kusungwa.
Zvino todi sezvo va manzwa reporter wedu Columbus Mavunga achiti akatraya kukumbo batao vaZiyambe wakati hurumende haikwanise kupindura panyaya ine kuti chi nyaya ichiri mumakotsi. Saka zvino toendera mberi sei ava vanoita zvema human rights vari kuchema vari kuti aiwa vanhu vanofanira kubuditswa izvezvi nekuti hanzi kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa.
Dambudziko ratiri kuita nderekuti Hurumende ye ya wa Mnangagwa is still seen from the same human book. Yango ya taingo wona kuhene the old Hurumende ya wa Mkabe. Waingo ita the same thing size yesi kuti kana wanu wataura chukwa di wataura kuti wanu wariku mbunyi tizwa ka. Ukafunza umu wawo kunenga chiku uza kuti iso atisha kwa njiku sitaura na kuti siriku matarezi mo. Asu ukaona kuti munu yeye unenga indi siwa nani kutare na kuti the same government ndio inenge ili complainant. Saka wafando kushazo kutawura na kuti ndio wanenge wachipomera munu wacho mosa. Na kuti matare hati mbili vano. Asu kuti hiyo urumende ndio inoshantisa masi ayo kutatake vano wachisunga vano. Imagine kana munu ukango kwira ndege kuenda kuze kwenyika wachidzoka chete yatowa mosa. Zvino zvinonyadzisa zvikuru kunyika yavane almost 39 years iri independent.
Zvino vagwara zimba regai ndimbokubvunzai. Pakapinda hurumende itsva iyi vakati haitsi takasiyana nehurumende yavamunangagwa. Vavati honai pamunobuda munoratidzira zvakanaka. Hongu pane zvinhu zvinomboitikawo asi vanhu mazuva ano vakukurukura zvakanaka vakasununguka. Makuratidzira makasununguka. Hamuondere sezvo sehurumende iyi iri kutrayawo ku kuti pave nemusiyano.
Aisi kana hurumende yakasununguka mukoma Mike because it is only a freedom but after saying that hapana freedom of expression. Unozoti after talking wotowana wakusungwa wabva mukutaura uchiti wataura wakasununguka. Otherwise this is the worst government I have ever seen. Kana hurumende yasimitika yaitori nani nokuti yanga isingashungurudziwa nosikapataa kuona nasi. Of course hurumende yasimiti taiti inoti maivana mastreet aenza hafambiwi vana sesi street nepapi nepapi but otherwise zviri kuitika muhurumende yedu inonzi ndeye vatemaka it becomes worse.
Aiwa mukoma Gwarazimba tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mudzoke vhiki riri kuuya handisi.
Alright mukoma Big Mike mogara muchitifonera.
No problem chirongwa ndechenyu baba. Right, zuluka ndaba ndi amuzwa umlaleli wethu wokuqala umnumzana uGwarazimba ukhona ngale eMasvingo uthi uhulumende lo abantu bathi nguhulumende lo omutsha uthi akulamehluko phakathi kohulumende kaEmerson Mnangagwa njalo uhulumende kaWayengumongameli ubaba uRobert Mugabe uthi abantu amalungelo oluntu hayi inhlonipho dolo lo akula nhlonipho lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini kuthiwa kulabantu abayi 7 who are currently imprisoned ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende uthi balecala lokuthi bafisa ukugenqula uhulumende kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. +12024650318 inombolo yokuthi tinta otherwise munokwanisa zvekare kutifonera live pamhepo apa maona vagwarazimba vambopindawo imi hapana kana uripo +12024650318 kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Let me go back to my first guest, teens wewo kuti iwo vanoti nezviri kutaura navagara vaZimba. Mukoma Obed muchiri parunare ravo. Right, manzwa vagara vaZimba hanzi hapana musiyano uripo ndambokurukurawo nomuwo wechidiki webato reMDC anonzi vaOstari weTsiziba vave Secretary General webato rawo rechidiki vati hai navo vataura zvakafanana hanzi musiyano hapana dololo dololo change. Mungati nazvo ndimi you faced both rats.
Musiyano ungatongowanikwa chete ndewekuti Mnangagwa ari kushingirira nepano kuona kuti aovertake kutadza zvese kwakaitwa naMugabe. Kana kuri kusunga vanhu Mnangagwa ari kuda kutowedzera kutongopamba vanhu vasina mhosva kudarika zvaita muMugabe. Vachiatisa kwetu kune matichati nevadzidzisi vari kutotiza munyika kuze kwekuti vadzidzisi vana vari kutotizira kuenda kuupoteri vachitiza mavasori vaMnangagwa. Tine vamwe vanosungwa masikati anhu asina kana mhosva achizvifambirawo mumastreet akavharirwa nguva refu zuva rose akazoburikwa achinzi hatiri kukuona uchitaura nevadzidzisi asi is a trade unit anofanira kunga ine kodzero dzekufamba achitaura nematicha sekuti musection 55 section 65 ekopishen yedu inomutendera kuti anga ine right yekuoganisa but atopambwa. Tine vamwe vari kutogara vari vakawanda vakashungurudzwa vakatiza kumabasa kwavo saka Mnangagwa anga kutosiyana naMugabe pakuti awedzera gia zvanyiriri awedzera gia rekupa vana venhamo awedzera gia rekuponda nyika kuti kudarika zvazvakatasirwa nevanhu vose.
Right.
Asi chinodiwa
Saka vaba saraure ndakuto kubvunza ine chirungu kuti munhu wese ahwisise. Are you saying that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is worse than President Robert Mugabe?
Of course he is becoming worse than Robert Mugabe. Of
how
course
so?
He is outdoing Robert Mugabe in every respect. He is showing us that he can be more corrupt than the powerful Robert Mugabe was. He is showing us that he doesn't respect human rights worse than what Robert Mugabe did. Remember, Mugabe never used to go to deploy soldiers to the streets to shoot people. But Emmerson Mnangagwa has done it, but not only once. He's done it twice, but he's getting away with it. Mnangagwa is perfecting the art of dictatorship. He's using Mugabe's model to develop a more evil one. And obviously, at the end of the day, the Zimbabwean citizens are this nation. We only trust that we can get more international solidarity. We have these political prisoners now being locked. They seem not to care. You can even protest, do whatever you want. They seem not to care. They don't even care. When teachers, maybe, for example, are demanding that we need a living wage, they are earning a paltry $60. Mm-hmm. They are abducted, they are tortured, some are fleeing their country. So at the end of the day, you realize we are dealing with a monster. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we have to unite as a people and find a way of confronting this monster and commit to ensure that this country can be a better country for everyone.
So I was asking the caller early on, and I'm going to ask you the same thing, especially because you are actually within the boat itself. You're an actual activist. So you're the people that are on the ground that are facing this, crackdown, if you want to call it that. Government officials have come out and said, you know what, people keep saying that the old dispensation, President Mnangagwa's governance and President Mugabe, it's the same fanana. However, they're arguing, saying, look, you guys are going out, you're protesting, you are exercising your freedom of speech, and the crackdown is not as harsh as it was during Mugabe's time, as you've seen Pastor E and all that. Even though they face the consequences from time and time again, people are now going out and protesting. How would you then respond to something like that?
I was an activist under Robert Gabriel Mugabe. I was arrested for more than 35 times, but I was never tortured as much as I was tortured when I was abducted. When I was abducted on this 19th of January at my home, I was never abducted in front of my family. I never witnessed my kids crying in front because they were armed men who have invaded your own house. So at the end of the day, we can see a more monstrous regime in place. Under Robert Mugabe, I would be detained, of course, and then obviously I would go to court, face trial, then if I'll never stand up to 15 days in custody under Robert Mugabe. But I did spend 15 days in Chikurube maximum prison. For what? For asking for a better salary. For what? For just executing at the Minister of Finance office demanding to be paid better. So you look at it, it's worth to spend 15 days in Chikurube maximum. The maximum days I spent under Robert Mugabe in a prison was the first time I was arrested. Or the more of a person was just 3 days. And I was never charged for treason for asking, when I was a student leader, for asking for a loan, for a start loan from the government. But when asking for a salary now from Mnangagwa, it's classified as treason. So you can see the signs are there that he is worse. But what he has is a good team of public relations managers. He has a good team on social media, which can have obviously diverted the attention of the public and trying to spruce up this otherwise evil image.
Mm-hmm. Vamasaraure regai ndikubatsei pamuromo nditorewo umwe guest wangu abva kupindawo pachirongo abva kupindawo mustudio ndokumuromo mubate parunhare ndobva ndadzoka kwangu in a couple of minutes. Andisi. All right, so Lukandaba, you heard that was Obert Masaraure. He's the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. The teachers are currently on strike. And, of course, he is a human rights activist. He's breaking down his experiences under President Robert Mugabe, and he's also breaking down his experiences under President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Listening to Tabalukone Kutwini Tudzewo, Maundering, Pamsoro Penyaya Trukukurukura Nasi. We have 7 activists in Zimbabwe are currently in prison. Nekuti hanzi varuda kupidigura hurumende bafisa kugenqula uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa silukandaba the issue itself of, you know, crackdowns on opposition members and crackdowns on members of the civic society group within Africa, it's something that's big within Africa. It's something that's not just unique to Zimbabwe. So helping me tackle that issue is my bro. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show itself. The last time he was here, we're talking about the internet shutdown. Yes. Jackson Mvunganyi. Jako.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you're hearing what's going on in my
never
country.
Ending in Zimbabwe, man.
When it rains, it pours. Seven activists are currently imprisoned.
Wow.
And it's getting worse. Today, another one, Rashid Mahia, they went to his house, knock, knock, knock. They raided his house in search for him. People who they believe are CIOs, criminal investigative officers.
Mm.
You have reported on this issue from an African standpoint. What usually motivates a government to want to crack down on people who are their
That's
own?
That's a great question. You know, these ridiculous charges of treason. You know, it's just laughable.
Mm-hmm.
When a government starts going against after peaceful activists, mm-hmm. you know there's something they're hiding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, the question to Mnangagwa is, if you did not have this type of activists having your back at the time when Mugabe was mistreating you, at the time when you're in power and then you fell out,
mm-hmm.
do you think you'd be where you are right now?
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that. This is happening across the continent. When, 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, I covered a story in Angola when Dos Santos was still president. At the time, you could see that the winds of change were starting to move in the direction of him leaving power eventually after 30-something years in power. And they were doing some crazy stuff, some ridiculous stuff, just exactly like is happening right now. They arrested, I think, 40 kids who were members of a book club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not any different from what is happening in Zimbabwe right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can tell that they're throwing the book at these kids because they're worried about the kind of effect it will have on the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
You have failed to address the issues, legitimate issues, including some of you know, when the last time I was here, they were cracking down on the internet, and people protesting because of increase in fuel prices, and that was never addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you were going to throw the book at this, like mm-hmm. these weird legal, mm-hmm. you know, these laws that when you actually trace them out laughably, they're also, you know, like colonial mm-hmm. era Colonial type laws.
Mm-hmm.
That are, you know, kind of crack down on dissent, peaceful dissent, and then you start using terminology like treason,
mm-hmm.
you know. Look, treason to overthrow the government? Those kids are going to throw the government of Zimbabwe? Come on now. We know that's not true.
All right.
They're just trying to scare the population.
Let me hold you for 1 second. Let's take a call. Let's see what the callers have to say. Kola Mteri, I hear we have a caller on the line. Bano connecting with me?
Yeah,
I'm Ripo. Yeah, I'm Ripo. Saka zvino todi kuti nyika iendere mberi nekuti mambonzo ava masaraure vachiti hanzi zvino hurumende yava Mnangagwa nehurumende yava Mugabe same fanana same WhatsApp group atizive kuti ndiani admin.
Ipapo ndochokwadi chaizvo nekuti kada kuti tichi vamugabe vanga vari nani tinenge tatoreswa asi uyezve hasikwanisi kuti tichi vamunangagwa vanga vari nani aiwa Bana vese vakangofanana vanhu vane utsinye vaimboita sekuti vanovanza vasingatuki ma foreign governments, but kutuka kuya kupererwa it's a way yekuda kutsvaka kuvanda nayo, nekuti kana ukaona paine mukana wokuti titaurira nemumwe munhu munotadza nei kutaurirana kuti zvinhu zvienderere mberi, panengo pana namhosva vanhu vachibvutidzana vachiuraya nekudini, kuti hapana asiri kuuraya pavanavo.
Aiwa mukoma Mike, tiri kunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo.
Ini chandinoona ndechekuti ka ini ndoona sekuti it's a sign of failure kana munhu achiti akaudzwa zvaanenge areswa oti uri kuda kundipandukira. Saka zvaida kuti the concept of democracy chaiyo chaiyo, it's just democracy as a word. But the actual democracy has never been practiced in Zimbabwe. It's just democracy. The lateral meaning, the deeper meaning of democracy, arise. Because the deeper meaning, you know, saka inozoda kunzi iformalize nani kutsinye unoonekwa neni ndiri kutoisa kutsinye wacho. How many people have been arrested since this guy grabbed power from the old man? So many people are crying under his name, but mukatarisa munoona kuti iye anenge achingoti Zimbabwe is open for business. How can it be open for business when you are destroying other people's wishes?
Aiwa sazita ndiri kunzwa kuti takagarwa bhampa, so paka nemakora akawanda ada kupinda muchirongwa, sinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Ndeti modzoka next week.
Hapanawo munhu wezanhu here mukoma Mike aripo ambotipindura kuti demokrasi yamunoreva ndeiko, yepfuti here kana kuti yekuruva vanhu nekusunga
musake? Mukoma Mike tichavatsvaga, vachapinda muchirongwa. Ndeti
mukoma Mike, sorry, how do you feel uchitsvakwa mumba mako nepfuti usina kana chimunzwa wokubaya munhu ari kutsvaga?
Aiwa mukoma Mike, musatye zvandataura, tichavatsvaga todzoka kuti vanokwanisa kupinda muchirongwa.
Okay.
Right, Zulandaba Jackson, that was another guy named Mike. So in Shano, when you Sazita means, you know, if my name was Jackson, we have the same name. he was joining the program. He was breaking it down. He was saying, you know what? In actual fact, it's kind of unfair to say Mnangagwa and Mugabe, no difference. It's kind of, you know, it's the same. And it's all a developing story.
No, absolutely. I mean, how different is Mnangagwa from Mugabe? Mnangagwa, for the longest time, served Mugabe as the right-hand man. He was kind of an enforcer, very much accused of some of the atrocities that happened in that country. We thought, so many Zimbabweans thought, that by ushering, you know, by the departure of Mugabe meant a new political dispensation.
A new dawn.
Obviously, they are coming to the realization that that's not true. And then, you know what they're saying, that when you're a hammer, that every problem that is presented to you is a nail. What is the nickname of Mnangagwa?
Yeah, the crocodile.
Exactly.
All right, let me take another caller. Zulu Gandaba, call I'm tearing the wounds on the tearing paranari. Call a collecting winning, but no connecting with. Are you paranari upon Diani?
Hello.
Diani?
Get the baby.
Hey, what goes this roof from there?
Aiwa
tiri boy nangu Big Mike ari happy mapinda muchirongwa, matifonera muri kupi? Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa mukoma, kune vanhu 7 vari muusungwa pari zvino tichitaura, so hanzi varoda kupidigura hurumende yavamunangagwa, mungati? Umwacho munhu wechidiki ane makore 26, mzvare Farirai Gumbunzwanda. Pane umwe ane makore 35, mzvare Stabile Dewa. Mungati vanhu vaduku ava zvechokwadi vane masimba ekupidigura hurumende yakafanana nevamunangagwa here? Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka vagonzi, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handisi. Aiwa, modzoka next week handiti baba. Right, Zulukanda but Jackson, here we have a caller named Gonzi. He says, I beg to differ.
Oh, yeah, what
he says, when you went against Mugabe, you got the same time, no play.
But
came
this
over.
Time it's,
but he's saying, under Mnangagwa, you at least have the opportunity to exercise your right to freedom of expression, freedom to protest, freedom of speech. That's what he says.
Where is he calling from?
He's calling from Zimbabwe.
Okay, well, I can't argue very much with somebody who is on the ground, but also. I know very many Zimbabweans who would beg to differ with what he's just said. And this Mnangagwa's government was supposed to represent change. Is this the kind of change that Zimbabweans that he was looking for these years? I don't think so. And you know, here's what I can tell, advise our African leaders. Instead of turning to, you know, the instruments of violence to squash dissent, legitimate dissent, you think about your role and your place in history. You swore an oath to an office to protect
the
constitution, to serve the people. In that constitution, it protects legitimate dissent, the right to speech, the free speech, the right to associate, to mobilize. Are you protecting the constitution by cracking down on people with that level of violence? Would you rather provide them with platforms and environment where they can actually talk out some of the legitimate issues and concerns that they have about their countries? You know, if there's an economic issue or there are economic problems that are happening, it doesn't happen just in Zimbabwe. It happens everywhere in the world, including in America, in Sudan. We know that the revolution in Sudan right now was triggered by economic issues. Just provide a platform where they can speak out. Because usually those people have the solutions amongst themselves. When you crack on them, then they won't even have time to kind of interrogate some of the issues they have within amongst themselves and in society. And that kind of plays against you as a leader.
All right, let's see what Abantu Batini, Ngombonoka Jackson, Vanwarukutichi, what are people saying about Jackson's views? I see on our Facebook page, Pavio is showing up, and Vanwarukawanda, the Chokwadi Phineas is saying, watching you live from Clear and Moy River, Durban, South Africa, Dinsang, Brafinias. Silence up, Mkoma silence, Manyura Mazwi, Atikuru Zire Kunyomba, Zagadaro, Manyura Nezavam Nangagwa. Wongu, we allow people to not agree with each other. However, Kunyomba Namuchitukana, Zagadaro, zvikurudzire. VaLameki vabva vaisa nhamba vachiti vada kupinda muchirongwa. Tinashe Nyatsoka is writing ari kuti vada kupinda muchirongwa ari kuno kuAmerica. Any Chinguo is saying, watching all the way from Harare, zviri kufamba here kuHarare uko. Steven Chiponza is watching from Johannesburg, Gwele, South Africa. Tuona kushuru kufaere papeji redu revio endevele. Na ngutandiwe uti, hai linjani spilile sisitandi wenu njani. Na ngutavani ndlovu uti, we cannot be talking about liberation revolution now. It's past its sell by date. We're supposed to be in the economic revolution. Na ngujosha uti, siofela uona malungelo lao. Yo anzi, tirukufira Zandakuzo. Ndukuzo watine mtereri reka indi bati nitange na chora mtereri. Alright, kola mtereri alipara nare. Mbano kone kwenye. Mtereri, kola. Hello.
Hello.
Mkoma, zurukufamba.
Zurukufamba, I'm resident Mackenzie from Kariba.
Mr. Mackenzie, what's going on?
Yes, I contested in the last election as an independent candidate for Kariba constituency.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, so my first point to be the big fish in Goma Mike is adulthood in Zimbabwe begins at 18 years. So these people, they are activists. If they are 26, it means they are adults. They are liable to commit any crime.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mackenzie.
Yes, and during the old dispensation, there was guided democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this new dispensation, there is an unguided democracy. I contested for the Kariba parliamentary seat. I had a clean campaign. Everything went on well. There was no violence at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only those people who abuse the president Mnangagwa's name, like for example in Kariba constituency.
Go ahead, Mr. Mackenzie.
For example, in Kariba constituency, the parliamentary candidate for ZANU-PF, Staffson Chumba, he hijacked mail distribution, depriving some vulnerable members of the community during the pre-election period.
Mm-hmm.
And villagers were divided over food aid, where some were denied on suspicion of supporting myself, Mackenzie, and John Horton of MDC Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the people who support President Mnangagwa and abuse his name. Him personally, he has got unguided democracy. I went, I filed my papers at the nomination court. There was no intimidation. I had a clean campaign. The election was free and fair, and I accepted my defeat. And the future is young. I still have a lot of energy to work for my community.
Mm-hmm. Saka, Mr. Mackenzie, are you saying once again we need another cleansing of the elements behind the president? Va Mackenzie?
Yes.
Murukundinzwa.
Well, yes, what I'm saying is, We have unguided democracy in the new dispensation, and adulthood begins at 18. If anyone violates the laws of this country, he is liable for arrest. The Bible says, respect the authority. We must respect the authority, and we must wait for the election. We must not stay in the election period. The election is past and gone.
Mm. Aiwa chakunzwa zvakanaka va Mackenzie. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week. Chirongwa ndechenyu handidi baba.
Tatenda mukoma Mike.
Right, le amuzwa nangu Mackenzie uti hai yenu Mnangagwa ngumuntu sharp. Uti it's the people around him that are using his name for wrongdoings. Let's hear uti yenu opa tumasaraure. What does he have to say about this? Vamasaraure muchiri parunare.
Yes,
so much has transpired since we were last on this program, Mukoma. Vanhu vari kupinda muchirongwa vachirova kutaura zvavo, what is on their hearts. Mo ndiva Mackenzie wabva kupinda muchirongwa. Mr. Mackenzie says, you know what, Mnangagwa is a good president. The issue is that there are people who are misusing his name to do bad. What would you say?
Oh, yes. When I was listening to him, I just realized that our interpretation of democracy is different, and this interpretation is indeed different from that which is common knowledge. For example, he says that we must follow authority. When we elect leaders, we should be able to hold them to account. We don't elect leaders to to sit on our heads and we just praising them for anything and everything they do. It is not criminal for citizens to demand just delivery from their leadership. It is not criminal for citizens to organize themselves, obviously, to demand whatever they will be demanding from the government of the day. And from Mr. McKenzie's point of view, he views whatever protest from citizens as maybe criminal and it should be condemned. This is very unfortunate. I hope he's still listening. Just recently, sometime in April, May, we just had 7 teachers who were reading a book and sharing discussions. The work of Paulo Freire on the pedagogy of the oppressed. No, this is literature which is readily available, and these teachers are sharing ideas and they are reading. And we have states. Agents invading a private property, destroying the property, grabbing the teachers, bundling them into unmarked vehicles, taking them to a known place, torturing them, and then at the end of the day, they're taken to a Rabe Central Police Station. And then they are not charged for any reason. So if we say this is supposed to be, situation is normal, if this is supposed to be authority, then that authority is not welcome in a democratic dispensation. I understand that because we've suffered under dictatorship for too long. The people always want to find something to celebrate. But in this case, we all tried to celebrate after Robert Mugabe. We tried, we marched along the streets, we were all hopeful. But at the end of the day, we gave them time, we waited, and they blew away the chance. They planned that the opportunity to show a different face from the face that was shown by Robert Mugabe. And it is not the fault of the citizens. Mnangagwa knows it himself, his fault that the economy is in this mess. He knows that he failed to deal with corruption. He knows that he failed to respect the basic human rights of the citizens of people. It is becoming more scared by day, and the more he's getting scared, the more dangerous it's becoming for the citizens. And I think we people just have to sober up and accept the reality that the change that we hoped for is not the change that we got.
All right, Rama Saraude, hold on for 1 second. Let me take my in-studio guest, and then I'll take a call and come back to you. So Jackson, so much as Mr. Masaraure is going against what Mr. McKenzie says. Mr. McKenzie, the caller who came in, he's saying, you know what, Mnangagwa's a good man. It's the people around him. Once again, that's why I asked him, are you saying, like, what happened during the coup, where they said, we're just eliminating the elements, the criminal elements around the president. He's saying, you know what, there are people that are out there misusing the president's name to do bad. It's
but
not to
at,
say that...
At the end of the day... The buck stops with him. At the top, the leadership. He decides what is supposed to be done at the bottom, whether it's the orders that go out to his ministers or his army commanders. I don't think that anything can happen in Zimbabwe without the blessing of the man at the top.
All right, so I know you're in a rush, so my last question to you is... How do you move forward? You, once again, a reporter on this issue amongst different countries within Africa. You've spoken to Bobby Wine himself, who has been through the same thing. How do you move forward as a country?
I say this, okay. This, you can clamp down on the people as much as you want, but it will not stop them from speaking out. Okay. And where we are right now, with access to technology, the proliferation of internet, I don't think that, you know, imprisoning, jailing a couple of people here, there, or shooting at them like it happened in Sudan is going to stop people. It's not going to feed me. If I'm hungry,
I'm hungry.
And I'm telling you that I'm actually hungry and you're not addressing the issue that is causing my hunger, I'd rather come out on the street and die of a bullet than staying at home and dying of the hunger. So I think at the end of the day, these governments, you know, Mnangagwa specifically, because again, the buck stops at the top. We keep saying Mnangagwa because he's the president. You know, we used to say Mugabe before then. We're saying Mnangagwa. Mnangagwa needs to talk to the people that he feels are not disgruntled. Ask them what you want. He just won a mandate, popular support. How many? Was it last year?
Last year.
He's still new in the office in that term to be acting desperately. This is an act of desperation. These are the kind of things that governments that are on their way out start doing, like they're on their last legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zimbabwe has the goodwill, the international goodwill. It also has the goodwill of its diaspora and the people inside.
Mm-hmm.
When they start doing things like this, they kind of eat away at that goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's within that goodwill that you can actually start addressing some of those long-standing issues that have been around: marginalization, lack of free speech, political freedom. Mnangagwa and his people and his team, they need to know that Zimbabweans, one of the most robust civil societies in Africa, I'm not going to stick this one sitting down. I don't think they're going to keep quiet just because they jailed a few people here. I mean, you guys withstood Mugabe for how many years? And
38.
They were always out on the streets speaking out. I don't think that this is going to stop them.
Jaco, thank you so much for joining me today, bro.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Zulu kandaba lemzwile nangumnumzana u Jackson Vunganyi uthi, regardless of what happens, njengabantu abe Zimbabwe, regardless of what happens, ngeke uhulumende akwanise ukubambezela abantu. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli, khola mlaleli, umnumzana uVusi Mpofu ecingweni. Mpofini, unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani, buti Mike?
Hayi, ngiphilile. Thank you so much ngomngena kuhlelo, buti.
Hayi, kubonga mina kakhulu.
92, bakhuluma umbono wakho.
Ah, buti, into eyenzakala lapha lekhaya kunzima kakhulu. Ungathiwa nanzelela, ngabe kuthiwa umgabe nguye wayebheda laphana. Ngabe kuthiwa umgabe sephumile, kwatshintsha kwaba ngcono. Manje kathesi kutshengisa ukuthi abantu ababevele besenza ukuthi umgabe abukeke kube ebantwini, ibona abasesisele labo futhi.
So Paul Vusi, sokumele senze njani ngenxa ukuthi abantu abanye bayangena kuhlelo bathi hayi akula mehluko between umongameli owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe njalo umongameli omutsha uMnangagwa, bathi same WhatsApp group abanye bathi hayi uduvo lukhona, inkinga ekhona is abantu abafisa ukusebenzisa ibizo lika Mnangagwa ukuthi bayenze izinto ezimbi.
Ya, ngiyakuzwa buti. Ngabe kuthiwa uMnangagwa uright, ngiyathemba ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa izinto zintshintshile zaba ngcono. Abantu bangabona sekungathi mhlawumbe ngaba ngcono, kodwa yandiyani into yokuthi sibuswe ngamasosha ukupromothana kwabo ngemva kwekhuba efakana ezigabeni zenu ziyana, kwatshengisa ukuthi umbuso sizawuphila vele uzaba mubi njenganamhlanje.
Hayi, Mpofini, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Wothi ngithathe omunye umlaleli angithi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba lakusasa.
Come back next week, buti.
Amen.
Right, Zimbabwe omuhle muri kunzwa Vusi Mpofu ari kuti hayi same fanana, hanzi zviri kunetsa izvi zviri kuitika kumusha, haasi kufara nazvo. However, Zulukandaba, I have our lawyer, our friend of the show, Doug Coltart, ecingweni, yena, he's here to break down the charges as to what these people are facing. Doug Coltart, welcome to the show, buddy. Hello, Doug. Yeah. You there?
Yes.
All right, but so we only have a couple of minutes on the show left, so I guess let's just dive straight into it. These people are facing charges of treason, attempting to overthrow the government. I know you've been thrown in the same pool before. How serious are these charges and how legitimate are these charges?
Yeah, the charges are very serious. This charge covers it holds a 20-year prison sentence. So it's a very serious charge to charge someone with. And what we've seen just in the last couple of months, this year, the number of people, it's now should be more than 10, I think, who have been charged with this charge, subverting constitutional government, which is basically a euphemism for treason. I think it's more than the past 10 years in the Mugabe era of people who were charged with that. So it really is a massive escalation. And the legal basis for it is absolutely baseless. So the basis for the charge is that these activists were allegedly participating in a workshop about non-violent action. Now, even if you read that law, it's very clear that non-violent action is not covered by that. And then we even have case law to that effect. You know, Pastor Ivan Mawarire's case with he was acquitted in 2017, and basically what the court case, this type of conduct, calling people to nonviolent protest is not illegal behavior. So, yeah, really these charges are totally baseless and are really just a way of trying to clamp down on any dissenting voice.
So I guess my last question to you, because we only have 5 minutes left, thank you so much for joining us on the show, even though it's so short, is how do we move forward? What do people do from here forth? There's an open case. Government won't comment on it because they say the case is in the courts. How are people supposed to move forward from this point?
So you're breaking up. Mike, come again.
I was saying, well, we've tried to reach out to government, and they've refused to comment on the case because they're saying the case is in court. So how are people supposed to move forward from this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it does seem like there's a very sustained attack against civil society, against trade unions. But I think, you know, as there was someone on the line was saying earlier, I heard him saying that, you know, you can't stop as citizens. We have to exercise our rights, and if we are silent, then we will just suffer in silence. We will die quietly. So I think it's essential for people to remain nonviolent, but I don't think that people should be intimidated by this clampdown. We should continue to exercise our rights to speak out, and where there is well-organized and nonviolent action, people should feel free to participate in that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for the couple of minutes, Doug. I'm hoping next time you'll be able to join us for longer. All right. Silugandaba Pastara, 4 minutes at Muchirongwa, 4 minutes until we wrap up this bad boy. Today's topic, we're talking about the 7 human rights activists who are currently imprisoned due to the fact yokuti hanzi na hurumende, maamchida kupidigura hurumende. You went to a meeting, kumaldives uko paoka kudzidzai, mastaira kupidigura hurumende, imoti na zoezozo. As paranare tichi na va Obert Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ueze ndo umo anta basara kudzivara kodzero zevanu. Mnumzana Ramasaraure muchiri parunare. Okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi sisanda kumlahle ecingweni. So zolukandaba yilo ludaba olukhona egudwini, sokusele imivuzo emithathu, 3 minutes zasara muchirongwa. Ngatione ukuthi vanhu vari kuti chiko pamapage edu matatu. Hanzi na silence, even hurumende yavamugabe yacho yaive the same. Tombo Shandre iwo wedre kuti yaiva nani. Hanzi akwete maya andibvume nezviri kutaurwa. Any chinguo saying watching all the way from Marlborough Harare, ikurukiseko kumaubroko. Steven Solo Chipunza is watching from Johannesburg. Mandle kosa vati uya anopenga ari kutaura uyu, handisi kuzangu kuti ndeupi angachitaura nezvake, asi pane muteereri asiri kufara nemazwe abuda pachirongwa. Ndiani wacho angachipenga mukoma tiudzeiwo. Nangu Pamela Kumalo, Makumalo Unjani, uti umkabe we ngono ngapi ilawe. Lapu kuluma lovusi uwesiti umkabe wae ngono. Ubusa nintini, ukone shelweni uti the majority of Zimbabweans want the juta gone. So should they all be arrested? It is not a secret uti they were not voted in and are not wanted. Nga alifumila na lombu noga mbuiga busani, fagani ama hats lama like sis uti liafumila na lombu noga kena. Kana mchumumila na nezuruta ura nantini. We cannot be talking about liberation revolution now. It's past itself by date. We are supposed to be in economic revolution. It's time for an economic revolution. And the page redu VOA Studio 17 30 seconds. Aiwa, ndukona wano wapinda ne uwandu wawo mankomo, Hilda Nkomo aripo, aruti on point, Faith Katra uti, our people in Zimbabwe need education on their human rights. This caller is obviously ignorant, and this kuza angu kutindiandi kola ocho, na una comment earlier on. Chidoko Pasmo, our host is on point. I want to tell Shukuru wa Chidoko Pasmo. Turukona utinemiwa mudipachirongwa, welcome, Hanzi Sandra Jeke, I see you, Sisi Sandra, Shukufambe ere. Solomon Miliwa, aruti watching you from Durban, Zanu PFA. And MDC failed to remove ZANU-PF, so it's a country of failures. azishe abasi kubvumava anzi na Albert now watching you from Morgazon South Africa dai vakuru ava vambopa muridzi wembudzi yake azishe avya yega ivike muridzi asipo handisi kuzanga kuti muridzi ndiani pasmo bvadzoka hanzi I am not seeing any law violated pakukwira ndege uchienda kuma conferences ema human rights. Umakubalo uti Zimbabwe needs deliverance. Zulukanda pachirongwa tasvika kumagumo. Aiwa mapinda neuwandu wenyu nasisanyaso zeya sitindiludaba lwa bantu abalola amalungelo oluntu abayi 7 who are all currently imprisoned. They're going to be facing their bail application soon. Voto Zimbabwe muhle chirongwa chipere pana pa share inyora ima comments tikuendera mberi nacho. Anokuoneka ine mfaro. My name is Mike Hove. Bye bye.